I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics,
yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
I was thinking of dudes.
All right, that's okay. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. We have, dare I say, reasons to watch preseason football tonight.
It's a Trey Lance revenge night.
I had not even thought about that.
Oh, buddy, that's all I'm thinking about right now.
He's going to get his payback in the second half, putting up some numbers on the Niners. Will that one get testy? Because it sounded like the Chargers kind of smoked him at their joint practices, but it's, you know, joint practices.
Joint practice, sure.
Are we going to get a little fisticuffs at any point in that game? Something to keep an eye on.
I think they fight in the games. They fight in the practices.
Yeah, you knowing you're not going to get fined or thrown out.
Well, and also, how many guys are fighting that are, like, still trying to prove things and get away with it in practice?
The only reason you fight in a preseason game is because you want to get kicked out. You're done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this crap anymore.
We find out tonight. Was Trey Lance the right pick, or should it always been Mac Jones?
We're going to have Mac Jones versus Trey Lance
Mac
tonight.
Jones.
Very, very, very good point.
DJ Uiagalelei.
That's right.
He actually looked solid in their first game.
Sneakily hanging around. What, do you have 160 yards and a tutty?
Look at that. We got reasons. But before we do that, I'd be remiss if I did not wish you both.
Yeah.
Happy National Radio Day.
There you go.
Hey. Is it Happy National Radio Day?
Did you get
Day?
Your Odyssey points?
I just discovered this because I got an email and I thought, you know what? Look at that. Somebody recognized me. What did I do?
You've been recognized.
What if my wonderful coworkers must have thought that dirt man in the morning is doing such a great job? I want to give him some honor. And then I opened the email and it said, you've been given 20 Odyssey bucks for National Radio Day.
Does anybody even use these anymore? Do
I
we know
no
how
idea.
To use them in general anymore?
I'm still waiting for my backpack. On my backpack. Anyways.
I got Padres tickets. I'll call that good enough.
There you go.
You cashed your Odyssey points in for Padres tickets. What do we got in the Magic Hat today?
First up, that's a lot of meth.
Yeah, is a lot of meth. Did you see the story?
I did not see this story.
270 pounds.
Whoa!
That's a lot of meth.
A truck was pulled over in Oregon.
Jesus.
Of course.
270 pounds of meth. Guess where the guy lived? Now, this could be a dangerous game.
I don't want to play that game. I'm not playing that game.
There's
play a couple. Game.
Woodburn?
Gresham.
Any more? You guys?
Estacada.
That was it.
Is it?
Estacada, 270 pounds.
We were honing in on it.
From a man in Estacada.
That's a lot. How much does that look like in a trunk?
An entire truck.
An entire
bed
yeah.
was packed. And I mean, like, Saran, you know, wrapped and taped.
That?
And everything. It, dude, it's legitimately.
Ready for market?
What did he get pulled over for?
Because
I always wonder those
question.
When you get pulled over.
Yeah, was it like a random traffic stop? He had a brake light that wasn't working,
right.
Or
expired
did they figure
tags.
Out it was him and they were tracking him and
knew
said, okay, we're following
a...
this. We ran the plates and waiting for somebody to tell them, okay, you can take it now.
It says he was sentenced to federal prison Wednesday, found with 270 pounds of meth. He was sentenced to more than 14 years.
Holy hell!
With 5 years supervised release for possession with the intent to distribute meth. He says an investigation, alleged drug trafficker. So they basically were on to him. Being
I think they,
a
drug okay. yeah, that's when they're idea. On. They find out, they verify with the license plate or whatever that it's him. And then you're on the radio back to headquarters. Do we have a warrant? Can we take this car down?
Could you imagine?
So it's a legitimate arrest.
I'm just going to assume now when I see these trucks, how many of these people are carrying drugs?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we do that with white vans. I still do that when I see white vans. And
you
there's
assume?
Like no description. And there's
either
the windows look janky.
Or,
there's a busted tire. And you're like, dude, there's something's getting trafficked in there.
Illegal,
get them from SoCal,
illegal reptiles.
Could you imagine the feeling of driving a truck with nearly 300 pounds of methamphetamine in the bed and a cop pulls up behind you?
Wasn't that the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule?
Yeah.
I never saw
He's old, and he basically needs money, yeah, he just becomes money, a mule.
A drug mule. Yeah. Going back and forth.
Was his wife diagnosed with cancer or something like
that? It's Clint Eastwood. So, yeah, like, something happened to her, but he, like, has... I think there's a few scenes where, like, a cop...
It's just tailing him for a bit, but no lights on.
And
you're
freaking
like,
out.
Yeah,
and,
dude. Know. Oh, my God.
We can't eat what?
Yeah, look, we're on a bit of a bad streak in America.
What?
For not being able to eat certain foods. Have you seen the latest one that has been affected?
Well, I actually have.
Oh, do we have a double dip the chip scenario?
I think
scenario?
We have a double dip chip here, but yeah, I saw this.
Do you have audio for this story? Is there audio I'm unaware of? Okay, no, I would have played the audio if so.
But I have a question stemming from it.
You can no longer eat if you shop at a Publix. You cannot eat blueberries anymore. They have reached the highest level, the highest risk classification from the FDA amid an investigation into potentially dangerous E. coli outbreak that already 12 people have gotten sick. Already 4 are in the hospital. It is a class 1 recall of frozen blueberries if you shop. Most illnesses right now are in Florida and Georgia.
Okay. What?
But we can add to the list of, I mean, I don't even know how long the list is at this point. I feel like every week there's a new announcement. We had this when we were in Sun River.
That's why you need to go to your local farmer's market. Yes.
Get some blueberries there and get it organic.
There you go.
We have blueberry plants in the backyard. Love having a good blueberry plant. Go pick them off. Teddy Ball Game loves doing that.
Mm-hmm.
We had this in Sun River. I totally spaced on. We had a couple nights where we made dinners and, you know, we were responsible for dinner one night. So I just went and got bagged lettuce. Didn't even think about it. And I brought it back and it was like, oh, it was the Taylor Farms or whatever the company was. That was all they sold at the Sun River grocery store.
You bought Taylor Farm lettuce?
I'm like, we're going to roll the dice on this.
Everybody okay?
We ate it. We ended up eating it. We were okay. I washed it.
When I went to In-N-Out, because we went to In-N-Out when we landed, I was like, I ordered our sandwiches and I went, wait a minute. You guys got good lettuce?
She's like, guy, let me see your lettuce in the back.
And
there.
She goes, our lettuce is fine. Trust me. And I was like, okay, I'll
Do
take the lettuce.
Do you trust In-N-Out? Are they trustworthy? They tell you to trust our
well,
lettuce?
Well, our stuff is fresh.
Yeah, they're...
Is it every day
they
fresh?
Yeah, they don't freeze the beef.
What about their lettuce? Is their lettuce fresh every day?
If their beef is never frozen, and I watch them cut up their potatoes.
I mean, I don't question the beef. That's not the problem right now.
No,
most of this is infecting veggies and fruits.
They have to have local distribution. Which is why when they go into a market, they like to generally have multiple locations.
Maybe you shouldn't fire half of the staff of every department in government and deregulate everything.
Yeah. It's almost. Do
I think also dog food has been added to the.
Oh yeah, there's dog foods that are.
There's certain brands
too.
Of dog food that are in this now.
Well, corporations always care about us, so they would never do anything questionable.
But everything's great.
Of, putting products together. Yeah.
All the food's good.
So stay away from the blueberries, okay?
Cool. By the way, what is the risk factor? This is what I was going to ask in my blueberry version. If I told you you ate a blueberry, what's the smallest percentage you would accept eating the blueberry if you knew there was a chance you'd become the blueberry girl from Willy Wonka?
How long am I the blueberry girl?
Also, how did they kill her? Did they just puncture her with a sword? Because... The guy in Ted Lasso's not wrong. All of those children died.
They absolutely did. Can I be the blueberry girl for like 15 minutes and then I shrink back down?
No.
Is it like a day? Is it an hour?
You don't know.
Then I'm not eating any blueberries.
No.
Not a single chance.
I could live without blueberries.
I said it's a 0.03 chance that happens.
I enjoy my
to
blueberries,
you.
But I can find raspberries at
I'm
that
I'm anti-blueberry muffin. I don't like it in like pastries.
You don't like blueberry muffin?
I don't.
Like blueberry
muffin? No.
Crazy.
Get Swigard. Swigard, sit this one out. Okay?
He sit it out.
Food comments from you. Oompa. Do you know that Swigard won't eat cantaloupe?
What?
Or watermelon.
I hate melons. Melons are gross.
Let's sit this one out. Okay.
Well, you don't like anything.
You're not allowed to question any random food takes. It's not
Dude,
allowed.
Those melons, they give you the nectar of the gods, man.
They're fantastic.
How do you like watermelon?
I ate half of a watermelon myself yesterday. We got one. I cut it up. As I'm cutting it, I'm like,
stuff.
He's biting it as it goes on.
But I told him, I said, I would love to have some sort of science nutritionist or something, like somehow sample my taste buds to see like how... Like, the things I don't like at all.
Except mayonnaise. We've established this.
Show beef. Show beef.
Show beef. Speaking of show beef, there we go. There's the start of some show beef right there. I'll be very transparent here. I'm going to play a clip. This is out of Detroit, Fox 2.
Detroit's been giving us just Magic had gold lately.
They had an Eat the Beaver one last week. Was that earlier this week or last week? I can't remember.
That was last week.
Yeah,
it was. Oh, like they said it on the newscast.
They were talking about eating exotic foods.
Exotic foods. Yeah. Literally.
Would you eat the beaver?
Yes.
And then one guy just
lost it.
That's like when that guy was reading the news and he started losing it because the name of a prize pig was Crisp E. Bacon.
Yeah, that was Good Day Detroit.
Yeah,
so that was the NBC affiliate. Now we got something from the Fox affiliate.
Fox 2 Detroit. Swag and I have actually had off-air legitimate back and forths, but nothing on air. Like, we give each other grief once in a while, but, like, nothing quite. This is Fox 2 Detroit, and it leaked on the internet, a little catfight brood.
I'm going to have to do that again. What's up, Chip? Trace?
I think you're in a...
I am. I'm in Amy's script, the Amy's Angels one. There was the second thing didn't make sense, so I was just trying to fix that part. And
it's not even marked off. Like, we're still working.
I know, but I didn't have time because we have to do this, so I was still reading it. See, I mean, I can't wait for you to go through them all, and then I go through them because then I'm already getting ready by then. But this time we had to do the PSAs, so. Finish what?
What I was trying to say.
Okay, because Sean just came in here and said something about marking off. Go ahead. I don't think you are. You're walking out really angry. Jeez, oh, Pete.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I don't think you'll see the worst
going on here.
Can I feel, please finish what I'm going to say? What the fuck? Grow up. I'm so done with her antics, telling on me every 5 seconds. I'm done.
Jizo Pete's.
Jizo Pete's needs to be.
Jizo Pete's.
I'll get Jizo Pete's.
Is Jizo Pete's a drop? That needs to be.
That's
a
great phrase.
Can I ask why you're clearly willing to cuss?
Well-oiled unit.
This is not a Fernando Mendoza where he refute, like he won't say cuss words, and then he says, like, you know. Yeah. Gosh, you know, there are different things in his. She makes it in between two cuss words.
Is like a family phrase from wherever she's from.
She also might be uber religious, and
but she cussed. There's other cusses.
That's not saying JC's name, though. Some people are really against that.
That's fair.
And she sounded like she might have come from more Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Jizo Pete's is definitely a Midwest vibe.
And worked her way up to the big city of Detroit from, you know, Kenosha, Wisconsin, or something.
Said, I'm a nutritional therapist. Swag sounds like a little bee.
Accurate. What's the best food item that could be called Jizo Pete's? You'd see it and you go, I gotta have
me some Jizo Pete's.
I mean, it can't be Pete's.
So Jizo Pete's is the brand. What does Jizo Pete's make?
That's what I'm saying. What's the product?
Pizza Bites.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Like a happy fat Italian guy
eating little pizza bites.
Little pizza bites in his fingers.
Jizo Pete's pizza bagels. Come on down. Get your Jizo Pete's pizza bagels.
Jizo Pete's, great one.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds is another solid one. That's a good pull.
I thought this was America.
Yeah, look, if you're wondering what my future would be if I didn't work in radio, I think I might have found my example. But thankfully, I avoided this path, and now I get to just talk about sports for a living.
Well, you maintain you'd be a golf course maintenance guy.
Yeah, there's that. But I think I eventually would have gone into some form of coaching. And maybe I will someday, right? A little Teddy ball game goes up.
You're a form of coaching,
I think I would have gotten into some form of coach. If I wouldn't have worked in radio, my pathway probably would have been like, can I be an elementary school PE teacher and then coach at the middle school?
So you'd be Dan Lanning.
I'd be Dan Lanning.
Drive 8 hours through the night.
Right.
I would not do
it. Right, kids.
I think you would if you had the right opportunity.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you would. Yeah. This comes to you from Gunnersville, Alabama.
Of course it does.
Now, the rival high school, pronunciation-wise, I'm just going to shoot from the hip here.
I don't care. Go ahead.
The context of where it is makes this a little funny. Gunnersville's high school, their new associate head coach and defensive coordinator has been resigned because he was charged with public intoxication at the Arab High School Jamboree Friday night. A-R-A-B. I don't know how else you would pronounce that. Arab High School in Alabama. I had a brief trouble.
We don't need to hang on it, it's okay.
Does anybody else find that a little funny and ironic? No? Anyway, okay. Gunnersville School City Board met. They called a session on Monday to call for his resignation. Here is what happened. They were at a jamboree. This guy had a couple of pops, couple of sodas, clearly, because he was publicly intoxicated. He then snuck on to the Arab High sideline mm-hmm. and claimed to sideline officials that he was covering high school football for the Birmingham News.
Sure.
And he flashed like a makeshift
media credential
of like, I'm just reporting it. He had a little notebook. He's like, I'm just taking notes, writing about the game. Don't worry about me. And it was just a jamboree, mind you. It wasn't even a real game. He was just trying to scout his opponent. They quickly figured out, one, who still covers high school football in America? Not very many people.
Oh, jeez.
Not anybody, newspapers.
Not the Birmingham it's newspaper. And that doesn't exist. This guy's also seeming a little drunk, and he's got booze on his breath, and he has been fired for public intoxication.
That'll do it.
And he tried to pull a Connor Stallions of high school football in Gunnersville, Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I thought this was America. What happened to us? We used to be a proper country.
What would you do if this was your best friend?
I'd think it's hilarious. I'd probably book him on the show, to be honest with you. Because like, this guy kind of went viral. It's one of those stories that like ended up getting passing through and everybody's retweeting and all that in the football circles.
But like, you still have to go out and be better than the other team. You can you know do. A couple of their plays, but you it's do. A jamboree. You're not going to see anything.
Also, I don't know if this is one of those high schools that just has people who coach football who don't actually work at the school. But if he's a teacher, that's a whole, like, is he still
that's
a teacher?
That's a different deal.
Is he still a teacher?
Did you're just, always a teacher.
Should you be allowed to be a
when
teacher?
You're a teacher?
If you're publicly
you're
intoxicated at a jamboree,
proceeding, on school property where alcohol
property?
Is forbidden.
Are
yes.
you going to keep your job?
No.
But what if you didn't drink on school property? You're just drunk.
Doesn't
drunk.
Matter.
Oh, okay.
You cannot be intoxicated on school property.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't want to talk about Parker.
Hell in a handbasket here. I never drank on school property.
No, it's usually Eastmoreland Golf Course saying
hey,
you did.
Never. Never.
All right, this might have to carry over, but okay. We'll start. Hell yes, Jason.
Look, I know there's a lot of people in the media that are controversial or polarizing. Pat McAfee seems to be this right now. Stephen A. is kind of this, right? The Kelce brothers, I think, have risen to the level of this a little bit. Like, some people don't like them, or maybe they do, and I'm wrong on this.
Or maybe they're just over, it's oversaturation
maybe,
of the
Kelces. I like the Kelce brothers. I don't regularly consume the content, but I like Jason on ESPN.
You can regulate your own amount of consumption.
You absolutely can. Jason Kelce they have their own beer, and they've partnered with Liquid Death, which is glorified water in a can.
Okay. Is it legitimately just water?
Yeah,
I've never had a Liquid Death.
Just water.
$5
a can.
It's $5 a can?
It's all-time great branding. You think it's something...
I had no idea. I've heard of it and I've seen of it. I've never had a Liquid Death before.
And you may have ventured and said, wait, this is just water. It's just water.
Okay.
Anyways, they have made a new drink project. And instead of saying like, hey, Jason Kelce here, he's made an entire song and commercial of what to do when you consume his beer and his water and how to use those resources. Take a listen to the song. You'll get it.
AI data centers waste millions of gallons of water. That's why Liquid Death and Garage Beer have decided to team up. We want your pee to cool these data centers.
We want your pee. Please give us your pee. Let's pee on computers together. Cause we need lots of pee. Endless gallons of pee. Join our important endeavor.
With Garage Beer's classic light beer and Liquid Death's sparkling energy, the light beer of energy drinks, it's never been easier to create pee. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and have another Garage Beer or Liquid Death sparkling energy. Then send your pee to the AI data center of your choice. We even make it easy with these collectible, sealable mugs.
That is
that's just
so perfect.
That's perfect.
I mean,
that's perfect.
I hope data centers start having pee delivered because of that advertising.
I hope it got people walking up to the side of the building and just peeing on them. Just go walk up and pee.
I think you'll get actually shot if you try.
Probably a security guard that'll take you out if you do
that. It's one of the 9 jobs they promise.
So two bits of things there, a little on-air producing.
Yeah.
Gizzo Pete's needs to be a drop. That's got to be something.
I will get Gizzo Pete's.
I think that Jason Kelce at the start, before they sing it, there's a saying version of We Want Your Pee. Be a pretty good job, too.
I mean, it's a great song.
It's a fantastic song.
And it's just
song.
A bunch of people walking in a field with different jars of pee.
Yeah.
And briefcases.
Can I say this?
Did they get the old That sounds like the people that produced the Bud Light.
The voice guy was the same, maybe, or something?
Something like that.
Or the jingle sound was?
No. What was the campaign? They made one out of me as a joke. Oh, what was that? It was Budweiser or Bud Light?
Budweiser made a campaign after you?
No. The guys here made a jokey one.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't remember. I got another.
Was this before our time?
No. It might have been before we... But it was, they had the big announcer, and it was like random people in their jobs, but they built them up to be moments of greatness or something.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember what, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like accountants and stuff. I also don't feel oversaturation with Jason Kelce.
Oh, I don't either.
Now, the McAfee one I get, like I get it.
He's going to be on in the booth with Dave Pasch.
For the third game or the secondary games or whatever.
Yeah. But it's Monday him, night. It's McAfee, it's SVP for the
Well, that's Monday Night Countdown.
Yeah. For Monday Night Countdown, yeah. I get why maybe some people do. The Kelces are a bit, you know, they're all over the place and their podcast is huge and the Taylor Swift stuff, I understand. But I don't know. I enjoy all of his content. I think he's really funny. And yeah,
I think that's because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He does not.
Jason Kelce
He also seems like a genuinely good dude.
Yes. Yeah. And there's not a constant complaint or woe is me. Why is
right,
there
so, yeah, right, yeah. right.
Anyways, we got more Magic Hat. That's just one half of it. There's a second half to come, and it is next on The Fam.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, one half of the Magic Hat down, another half to go.
Eat your own butt.
Where will we go from here? I don't know.
A giraffe was.
I mean, the giraffe was trying to, man. He was trying to get in there.
Sing it, Herbie.
Sing it, Herbie. Look, we talked earlier about the Chargers at length. Harbaugh, Herbert, the pressure cooker of franchise guy who can win it versus coach who has been all-time great, but he is still chasing what? The illustrious Vince Lombardi trophy.
What's his brother got that he doesn't have?
Well, which Harbaugh is better?
I'd take Jim as the better coach, but John's got the thing that matters.
It's
kind of the Eli Peyton thing when Eli had two.
Well, everybody ended up with two.
He ended up with two, but for the time, it's like nobody would say Eli's a better quarterback, but he's got two of them things.
Exactly. Justin Herbert, in the last 2 years, I would say, we played his music video with his girlfriend, who he's just lollygagging on the beach with.
Did you see the report, by the way, that you were out? Somebody scooped that that has been a push from the NFL. They are trying to pub wives and girlfriends to entice more female football fans.
Oh,
and
so I mean, that's not shocking to find out at all.
And they are pushing it into all of their
Taylor
algorithms.
Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
The pink jersey.
Line like, one. They did it with I don't know who Joe Burrow's girlfriend is or fiance. I don't know if they're married, whatever. But Joe Burrow's gal.
Uh-huh.
There was one other player, and then Herbert and Madison Beer were the other ones.
Yeah, that's not surprising. And there's a ton of women that love the NFL. It's great that you want to include them. Justin Herbert has become the spokesman of a few companies. He did the Sasquatch
soap
one. That's just great. Well, his latest trend,
SoFi one, I think.
Yeah, he's got SoFi. That's the obvious link up with the stadium. He's got his latest campaign, and he's singing with an imaginary buffalo. Take a listen.
Yeah, Justin, this new Buffalo Wild Wings throwback menu makes me feel like I'm making my way downtown, walking fast.
Base is passed, and I'm homebound.
Doodly doodly do. And now I wonder, because you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. Tonight. You have a beautiful voice for a quarterback.
So Justin Herbert now is
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Singing in a Buffalo Wild Wings commercial.
Not bad pipes.
I mean, come on.
Stop. I think he gets it. I think,
back to the pipes.
I think he got
those
it from the
pipes.
Wife. Him
he's
and the
talking.
Wife sharing pipes right now. We got pipe sharing.
He's talk singing. He's not.
That's right.
But, you know, I say this about him. He is obviously very introverted, but in a lot of ways, you can see somebody that, like, was introverted for so long.
Yeah.
That is becoming an adult and comfortable with who they are. He's a little awkward, but I like that he's kind of the face of some of these things.
He's always struck me as a guy, and I've heard, I obviously don't know him, but you hear stories from people that he's got a hilarious sense of humor. His teammates all love him. There is a Justin Herbert on camera and a Justin Herbert off camera.
Yeah.
Not that he's two different people, like
no,
he's a good or bad person,
is.
But he's just...
He's more guarded publicly than
he is
privately.
He's not a great interviewer, compelling interview, but if you get him in a locker room setting, he's a hilarious guy that his teammates love.
I golfed with somebody not that long ago, and they told me a story that a few years back, when Mariota was still looked at as maybe the franchise guy in Tennessee, came back and he had a golf tournament in Eugene, or somewhere near there. And so it's this big Oregon Duck, you know, fan slash alum player golf tournament, and it's the same scoring system we use for the Fan Golf Classic, right? And the team that ended up having the lowest score, one of their players just couldn't show up to the tournament, so they played with three.
So somebody got an extra shot.
And they're good sticks. They saw their score. They were nervous going in because, like, oh, crap, we're going to get a lot of grief for this.
Right.
And the winner was supposed to get paid trip out to one of the Tennessee Titan football games and be hooked up in the best possible
way. That's a hell of a Nashville for a weekend.
So they turn in the score. And the story goes that they turn the scorecard in, and Herbert is like his second or third year in, or maybe it was his final year. Comes in, he's done playing, he turns, he looks at the scores, he examines, he sees the scoring card of the three-man team, and he just simply goes, "Bull ass!" and slams the table and walks away. And because it was so controversial, guess what they did that year?
Didn't give him the prize?
They did a raffle for the number one prize, and somebody that was in like 12th place got the all-expenses-paid Tennessee Titans experience.
Yeah, I heard that he knew how to have a good time in Eugene, but knew how big of a persona he was.
Definitely.
He's 6'6". He stands out
all
like a sore thumb.
All those guys do.
And so he found the hole-in-the-wall places outside of Eugene that he could go to have a good time.
Is there a video of Joe Burrow doing cake stands? I don't recall that.
Not quite as many people.
They know what they're doing.
Or as many eyeballs.
Oh, Portland.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit earlier with the Timber stuff, and I teased some Magic Hat things to get to. Just two little bits, and this is one of the primary reasons that whenever the Moda Center stuff came up and the idea of, like, how dare we spend our tax dollars on this, I think there was a lot of rational-minded people that were like, but don't we waste tax dollars on a lot of really stupid stuff? So dare me to throw two that were in the news yesterday at you.
I think I saw these.
The Centennial Mills building where you're in the process of knocking down right over here, right next to us.
Blew it up.
I tried to go that route. I totally forgot it was on fire like a week or two ago, and I was leaving trying to go that way, and I'm like, nope, that's closed. Got to turn around and go a different direction.
Yeah.
We're in the process of blowing it up, taking it down. Well, it came out. This was a report via K2 News yesterday that the city of Portland over the last 6 years— we have had plan after plan after plan after plan to find a way to revitalize the building and turn it into something different.
Mm-hmm.
In a shocking development, none of those plans went anywhere.
Well, haven't we always turned away people that want to do something, and they're like, right, well, you can't for this reason.
We as a city, in the last 6 years, for the building that not we, but caught on fire and now we're in the middle of knocking down and tearing down, in the last 6 years, we have spent more than $12 million of our tax money on studying different things that we could say we could develop this building into, and now we're knocking it down with demolitions. The other bit of Portland news that came out was that there was an auditor. I don't know if we hired the auditor. I don't know the full story behind it.
It's the one I saw.
Essentially, that the city has wasted, and I think this was just in the last year, $650,000 hiring temporary contractors for an HR project that they could not complete.
Well, they weren't qualified. They were underqualified people that they hired.
But God forbid.
I know.
Almost public money.
Almost $13 million on a destroyed building and underqualified people working.
How dare we even contemplate?
This is crazy.
And it's one of the reasons that every time a city councilor would try and stand on a soapbox and say, we owe it to the citizens, we got to be responsible with our tax dollars, of like, do you think we're stupid? Do you not think that we know Look how much. Look at the tax revenue that we bring in with the high taxes that we have in this city. You think every single dollar you're spending is going to a useful thing? So I just took a couple of things of Portland on display.
I mean, we could do that every day.
In every day, honestly. In every city as well. But in the idea of how dare we spend money on a stadium, I can at least use a stadium and go to the stadium and enjoy the stadium.
Yeah, for multiple reasons.
An abandoned building that we spent $12 million on over 6 years for undeveloped plans that we're now knocking down, I cannot personally enjoy.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, I go back to the Merritt Paulson thing. Like, he's not wrong. We need, and I don't know what that's going to take. I'm not smart enough or qualified enough. You need to get out of the business way. Like, they it's one thing to want to tax certain incomes and tax bracket. Like, dude, they hit small businesses. It's not easy as a small business in the city. They need to start turning this around now.
That's why so many are shutting down.
It's already a big problem.
Yep.
So it's I don't want to fearmonger or anything. It's just a reality of what we're facing. I made a grave mistake earlier. Before the show, I asked Swag, what year did Ron Wyden start as a representative? Because I didn't know. Because Ron Wyden clip was getting played for a report, and I'm like, Ron Wyden's been a politician my entire life. I remember being a child seeing Ron Wyden commercials.
Yeah.
And Swag goes into this Gordon Smith, Ron Wyden were Batman and Robin, but they were Republican and Democrat. Dude, I made a grave mistake. I brought that up, and Swag started like firing off at me.
Political takes?
Just huge anti-Merkley. He ruined everything. I was like, dude, you've been holstering this one for a decade.
He has been in office.
1980.
Yeah, 1980.
Became a senator in 96. I was 9 years old when he was a senator.
Yep.
And he started as a politician before I was alive.
It's a long time.
My oldest brother wasn't alive.
It's a long time ago.
I'm going to be 40.
Swag was like 30 when he took office.
Term limits.
Yeah. We could definitely use him.
What would Ron Wyden do if he couldn't be a politician? What do you think his job or skills are?
I don't know. He's been in office so long, I don't know what the other skills are at this point.
I don't know what he...
What did he do before?
What he
did. He's teasing with Wright Gazaway about how he can just call up Adam Silver, their best buds.
That's right. I remember
I mean,
Adam
he's been there every time Silver's come around. I know that.
Well, Swag said he thinks he's the most powerful man in the state.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. Ron Wyden?
I do.
Who's more powerful than Ron Wyden?
Phil Knight.
Have you seen Nike stock lately?
Well,
it's not going good.
I mean, he's doing fine. Biggest sports apparel company in the world, and it's in our backyard.
A side conversation of like, man, it's alarming.
What?
Just it continues to plummet.
Yeah, I know, but
at some point there's got to be a bottom, you would imagine, but I think we would have said that a few bottoms ago.
You know what's funny? Side note.
Yeah.
Was at a Nike in San Diego because, you know, why not? And I was with somebody, and I pulled up this Nike. It's like a pullover, but for golf. And I looked at this, and I went, like, why would anybody wear this? They need to revamp their golf clothes. And
he's
I have a take that the LeBron YouTube video
is going to help it. You think he's going to redesign it?
I think he's going to come out with a golf line. I do. I think that's the next move.
Will it cost as much as Sunday Red?
No, but I will be. It won't be cheap, but no golf clothes are cheap, right?
No, they're not.
And anyways, I held this pullover up, and I go, who would wear this? Like, nobody would wear this golfing. What did I see that night? The LeBron video. Guess what he was wearing?
I went, well, now it's going to sell out.
Now I'm an idiot.
He's got to wear Nike everywhere he goes. He's got no options, man.
It's like got desert. It's got all this.
It's not good, dude. Yeah, their golf stuff's been horrible for years.
Just ugly.
Yeah, it's one of the main problems that they have. Anyways, there's a Magic Hat every Thursday at 9 o'clock. It always delivers 100% of the time. Well, let's get you set. We actually got some things to watch for tonight, and we'll dive into it next. Close it up on The Fam.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheese O Pete's, it's already our final segment of the day.
That again?
That went fast.
Cheese O Pete's!
What happens when the Beavers lose their seventh game in a row?
Cheese O Pete's!
We want your pee!
Whoa, what?
God bless the Beaver.
You know?
By the way,
why not?
Ice cream bars, we forgot to add those, fruit bars specifically, and now sourdough bread as of an hour ago have both been recalled.
We can't have sourdough bread anymore?
Well, this is the bad part. The headlines come out, and they don't tell you the company.
Or a specific store or something.
Right.
Because I think the blueberries
of the country or
it's just Publix grocery stores, which I don't believe we have any on
the
West Coast.
Goodwise organic frozen blueberries. That's the name of it. Yeah. Avoid Goodwise organic blueberries. You should be good. But like FDA is recalling bread due to contamination with shards of metal. This fruit bar that you buy, I forget the name, it's very popular, contains shards of glass.
What are we doing here? How do you get shards of glass in food?
You literally abolish regulation.
How do you get, like, how?
Companies are allowed
Where's
to do
whatever they want. Where's the glass coming from? Did something break? You didn't clean it up? Like
the packaging, the plants, it's very big.
It's like, what are we doing here, man?
Very detailed.
If you take away my sourdough bread, I'm not going to be very happy. Of all the ones that would hit me in the fields the most, I got to be honest, I think the sourdough bread does it for me. I love sourdough bread.
I'm trying to find.
I like it.
What's your go-to bread?
You know, I've been doing the Dave's Killer Bread, the wheat with the nut.
Yeah, you like your nuts and your wheat.
The problem
is that the power seed or whatever.
Yeah, the power seed. The problem is that like it molds too quickly, so I'm having to put my loaves in the fridge.
You got to put your load in the fridge?
Loaves.
Easy.
Sorry.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
Exactly. Pete.
We should just say that to a guest randomly after they say something crazy. Like,
give us an answer.
Can't laugh.
Cheese-o Pete's. What was that?
Cheese-o Pete's.
We can try that tomorrow with the Dirty Pool countdown.
Oh, with the guy who is on tomorrow.
Who could it be? Who's number 11? I don't know. You got to tune in and find out.
If I'm going to have a sandwich, if I'm going to go make a big sandwich, I love a good rye, good marble rye.
But what do you have in your house? That's different.
We don't have bread in the house.
You don't have bread in the house?
What the hell? What's wrong with you?
What is the matter with you?
You don't eat toast?
I get that she's on the act. She doesn't like doing the carb stuff.
She can't say no. Is she not an adult?
Is there a loaf of bread in there? She's going to like pound the whole loaf?
The only bread we have right now, and it was left over, like every once in a while I'll make the big French toast.
Yeah.
So there's some brioche in there.
Okay. You don't ever do no impromptu sandwiches? No.
You know, meth is available via purchase on the streets. You don't see me like not controlling myself. She can't just not eat bread?
Is that you with the 278 pounds?
You can't have bread in your house? It's a very odd thing to say.
Well, get it away from me. That's the great
curve. If she's not going to eat it and like doesn't want me to make meals with it or anything like that.
It's one of my favorite curb bits is when he's at the dinner party and the gal, she's on a diet and they're eating cake at the end. She says, Larry, I need you to hold me accountable. Don't let me have any of this cake. And he's like, all right, I'll take you for it.
And then she gets mad,
and then
right?
she wants That's to have right. the cake and he ends up in like a wrestling. You said no! You said no! He said, just in case.
So hold on. You make like a spaghetti.
You don't have a little dip in
it. We're not having pasta.
Okay.
God, man.
Is this Is this like your choice or are you forced to do this?
How often are you tempted to make why don't we do our own dinners tonight?
Do you make your own decisions on what you eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you said we don't have pasta. Because
you'll smoke a pork butt on your own even though she doesn't like the pig.
Exactly.
You'll smoke that butt.
Yeah, why is the pork butt okay, but the bread's
not? You can't make a side dish of pasta?
Do I want to go through all of that trouble for just one side dish of pasta?
Do you tell her that she can't have certain items in the house?
No, because I do all the shopping and cooking.
Mm. So there's never strawberries in your house?
There's never strawberries. There's no mayonnaise in the house. There's no melons.
I probably eat some form of pasta 3 days a week.
Now, I will get her. She likes some vegetables that I don't like that she will take to her lunches for work.
Sure, you'll add on.
So cucumbers, broccoli, cauliflower.
But the no bread thing, I'm kind of confused by this. What happens if you get bread?
Yeah.
Usually it'll go bad. Like I'll get it for like maybe one time I will want a sandwich or something, but it usually goes bad before the loaf gets over.
It's a weird feeling. I feel naked in my house if I don't have bread in my house.
Me too. Milk and bread for
milk
us
and bread. You're just
thing.
Like, how do I not like? Yeah. Just in case, an impromptu. There's nothing to eat for lunch today. All right, let's throw a sandwich together. That's always. I got some tuna in the cupboard. I can make a tuna fish sandwich.
Tuna fish sandwiches are pretty clutch with the kiddos.
Yeah, that's a good call. We get starting quarterbacks tonight. You have Fernando Mendoza versus C.J. Stroud right out of the gate. How many plays? How many series? We do not know.
Probably one each.
Yeah, Mendoza played a little bit. I don't know about
Mendoza.
Stroud.
Mendoza played a chunk at least.
And then for the other one, who the hell knows? But you do get Herbert versus Brock Purdy tonight, the second half of the game. Both of them are on TV too. So none of this, like, you got to be in the local market to watch it. One on the NFL Network, one on ESPN.
Tell you, if I have no bread in the house.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, I'm naked.
I have a slice of toast with
peanut
butter
every
day.
The closest thing I have is the carb-conscious tortillas.
Wait, which ones? Because there's a list of ones that actually aren't healthy
for you. Whatever's at Costco.
Oh, okay. There's some good ones at Costco.
Swag, blink twice if you need help.
I know. You sound like a hostage. I can't have bread in my house. What? My wife has seafood all the time. I don't care.
Yeah, that is a weird feeling. Sometimes you got to keep both sides happy.
I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. Pull it out of my fridge when I want my fridge.
I'm a real boy. That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday. If you missed the show, great stuff from Matt Moscona previewing LSU. They were 12 in the dirty pool. Who will 11 be tomorrow? I don't know. You got to tune in to find out. We'll explain it. We'll get to it tomorrow. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Marangas. Next, you listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.